National Park down there, Big Bend National Park.
Mm-hmm.
And my cousin's husband, his name was Earl, and Earl was an old rancher, but he loved his horses, and he raised horses, and he would have the horses that run them loose. They do very well in the low mountains and this, that, and the other, because the grass is all much better there, and of course you don't move your cattle up there. You like to keep your cattle down where they're more available. But the horses, he would put up their mountain. But unfortunately, there were quite a few panthers in the area. And so in the older days, before the advent of the park, they started developing that park in the 1930s.
Mm-hmm.
And they started protecting the panthers. And so my cousin called the park the Panther Farm. Because they could defend against them by, they would have these hunters come in with dogs. And if they'd been losing a lot of colts and what have you, that they would go in there and they would go after these panthers.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they'd come out and they'd shoot them. Those mm-hmm. days it was quite legal. They weren't worried about the losing animals or anything like that. And of course too, they didn't come anywhere near killing them all or anything like that. Now there were no wolves in there, but there were a lot of coyotes.
Mm-hmm.
But coyotes were not damaging except to very young animals. For instance, if you had sheep, well, which they didn't have them in that particular country, because the sheep were not raised, they don't mix well with cattle, because mm-hmm. sheep eats the grass right down to the root virtually, to where there's nothing left for the cattle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where all of the big enmity came in the old days, about the sheep man and the cattle man, that they fought over the land, and there were many, many, much, much bloodshed over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Over the rights to the grass, to the water, to this, that, and the other. But the water was stored in tanks, and the tank was just a big dam. It would usually fed by an arroyo. Or if there was no arroyo, they would dig a well and put a windmill there.
Mm-hmm.
And a windmill would keep the water in the tanks. And of course you had to have them periodically, because there was very little natural water, very few natural streams or anything like that. So you had to more or less make your own water source.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to dig the well and put a windmill in. So you would see windmills all over out. They'd say, why in the world would they have a windmill there? Well, there's usually a tank there. Mm-hmm. Or if nothing else, just a great big trough. And they used to also, in the big tank at my cousin's ranch, they raised goldfish.
Huh.
But they would take these goldfish, and some of them would get, you know, when you put goldfish in a big area and everything, they grow quite big.
Yeah.
But they would take the smaller goldfish, and they would put them into the troughs that were fed by the windmills and whatever, but they kept them in there because they would eat the moss, the algae that
uh-huh,
would
that's a good idea,
certainly just naturally occur. And so, I know one time when we were down there, we started fishing for the goldfish, and of course we would fish for them and then throw them back, but it was kind of a fun deal, straight pin, you know, and we'd bait it with bread dough.
Mm-hmm.
Because we catch all the fish we wanted to. But then when my cousin's husband saw us doing that, he says,